Okay, today is Saturday, September 24th, 2016. I downloaded the Guojiban of the QQ. I installed that on my computer. Seems to be okay, but it let me keep the same number, same password. But when I try to log in, I cannot log in. It says there's a problem with my account. It says my account has been Chinru or Chinre. I've only been using the account a couple of days. It says it had been Chinre or Chinru or something. Whatever, this nonsense. And then it wants me to Yanzhen, so I put in the Yanzhen. You know, it's like PQRD. They give you some symbols there. And then it asks me to Yanzhen again, and then it's SDOR, whatever. So I do that twice, and then it says I have to send a code to a telephone number, and the telephone number begins with 10, which is very, very strange for anything in Taiwan. So I send the phone, I send the code, which is the same thing I did yesterday, which is September 23rd. So I send the code, and a minute or so later, my cell phone said, This text message cannot be sent. So then it has an alternate number. So I send a code to the alternate number, and then it comes back. This text code cannot be sent. So I cannot log into QQ. I'm using the Guojiban, but it's impossible. I cannot log in. So you really need... I mean, my time these few days is quite limited. I don't have a lot of time to play with this. I just want to download my files and look at them. So it would be much better if you could just find a site, just put the files there, give me the URL, and then I just download them straightforward, or I look at them right online. The other people I work with making these videos, they just put the video on their server, and then they give me the URL. I just look at it right there. I don't even have to download it. I just look at it right there. If there's some problem, I tell them, and then they make corrections. They put it back on their server or their YouTube account or whatever their account is, their video account. I look at it's so simple. It's so fast. It's so easy. So you just put it on the account, and I can look at it and tell you if there's any problems. You make the problems, and when it's all done, then they give me a file. I can just download it from their server. It's so easy. I don't have to log in to do anything. I don't have to set up an account, or if I set up an account on YouTube, it's very quick. It's very quick. It's very easy. There's not all this continual questions. Yanzhen, have to send some kind of meme onto some strange telephone account, and then it doesn't recognize it and all this stuff, and you spend all your time running around. Spend all your time running around with this. It makes no sense to me. And I have to get out, and, you know, I have many things to do. I have, my wife wants me to go exercise, all these things. I just don't have time, but anyway, QQ will not let me log in, so I don't know what to do. I don't know how to deal with QQ. I mean, like I said, many websites in Taiwan, they regard QQ as malware, and it takes up so much resources. I mean, if it's just a simple program, okay, but it's when you go into QQ, then if you click on your file, it opens it. If you have some HTML file you want to look at, it opens it in QQ. But I want to look at everything in Google Chrome. So it takes over your browser. I don't like that at all. I don't like the QQ browser. I just want to use Google Chrome. So I don't know. It's very strange. I don't know what to do at this point. So I'm just telling you my problem. And hopefully you'll have some solution. I have no idea what to do about QQ. So.